Welcome to Central Coast Voices, a program addressing the ramifications of change in our communities and beyond, and how today's choices will impact tomorrow's community. This program is a collaboration with KCBX and its program hosts. CenCal is a nonprofit organization that provides community-based health care to Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo counties. Today's guest is Marina Owen, Chief Executive Officer of CenCal Health. Today she'll be talking with Dr. Lotta Murdy, and they will be discussing the services and benefits that CenCal Health provides to its members, healthcare providers, and the Central Coast community at large. We do invite you to listen, learn, and participate in our conversation today, Thursday, between 1 and 2 o'clock. You can call in and be part of the discussion at 805-781-3875, or you can email your questions to voices@kcbx.org. Now let's join Lotta Murdy and her guest. Over to you, Lotta.
Thank you, Brad. CenCal Health began in 1983 as the Santa Barbara Health Initiative, the first Medi-Cal managed care plan in the nation. And although it's grown and changed over the past nearly 42 years, its mission, quote, to improve the health and well-being of the communities, end quote, it serves in Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo counties, remains the same. And here today to talk about CenCal's mission as a community-based healthcare organization is Marina Owen, Chief Executive Officer of CenCal Health. Welcome, Marina.
Thank you. Wonderful to be here on your program.
Wonderful to have you here. So tell us, Marina, what is community-based healthcare?
Community-based healthcare has really three common themes that differentiates it from healthcare that may be more statewide or even nationwide. And first is around community engagement. Our governing board is local. Our county supervisor is right here in San Luis Obispo, physicians in San Luis Obispo as well. Our services are really based on the needs of our community, and then our locations are in our community as well. That includes staff that live and work in the communities we serve. And we see the benefits of that approach threefold as well, and that's improving access to care with local providers, better outcomes and quality, and making sure folks receive the preventive care that they need and deserve, and then overall in reduced costs and efficiency of programs like ours. And that allows for us to reinvest as a not-for-profit organization to continue to improve the services right here in San Luis Obispo County.
And what are some of those specific services and benefits?
Yes, and so CenCal partners with over 1,800 local physician partners and 1,400 specialists, and that's in both Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo County. And so the services that CenCal Health members receive by way of their benefits include visits to see their primary care doctor, to see their specialists. We provide behavioral health services, including counseling, women's health, newborn and maternity care, and then services like vision, laboratory, and urgent care services as well.
And how does that differ from other state health programs like Medi-Cal, which sounds so similar to CenCal, but there's a difference, right?
Absolutely. What a wonderful question. And so CenCal Health is contracts with the State Department of Healthcare Services to provide that Medi-Cal program right here locally. And so how does that differ? Well, first, we are able to provide local customer service. And oftentimes, we hear about the frustrations and complexities that exist in our healthcare system, and our job is to simplify that for people right here on the Central Coast. So we provide personalized support, and we're able to go beyond what a typical healthcare insurance program provides through community-based partnerships, cultural support, and additional preventive care.
That's a lot. That's a lot to provide locally. And so take us back then 42 years, and how did the idea for CenCal as a community-based healthcare nonprofit, how did that come about?
It's a wonderful story, and I'm glad you're asking me to share it this afternoon. And so in 1983, the local provider community of physicians in Santa Barbara County, led by the public health department at the time, the vision of Dr. Larry Hart, thought they could provide Medi-Cal locally better than the state government could provide. And so at the time, came together with the medical society and with the county and applied to be a federal demonstration pilot. The state of California endorsed and adopted, and SynCal Health began as a pilot of 3 years. At the same time, Monterey County launched a pilot, so there were two original programs. Santa Barbara's thrived, and Monterey County's ended up not thriving over time, and so we emerged as the real local innovation. Fast forward 42 years later, and there are now 17 local not-for-profit health plans modeled after our Central Coast, all throughout California.
So that's interesting that you had two county programs. One thrived, one did not. So what made the difference for thriving?
What made the difference was that the Santa Barbara program really adopted this concept of having an independent and local governing board made up of community members, board of supervisors, physicians, and the members themselves. And they would guide and support the program. It wasn't based in any one local agency, and it didn't serve only one area of the community. It was really meant to support the community members themselves, hospitals, physicians, and the more global infrastructure. And because of that independence and unbiased view of what services would need to be provided, the community was able to make better decisions with respects to both the cost of care and better meet the community needs.
So are some of those original community members still involved in some way, still affiliated, still connected to SynCal?
Well, it's a wonderful question. And in San Luis Obispo, the community made a decision to join this regional pilot over 15 years ago in 2008. And our Dr. Bravo here locally was part of that coalition that made that decision and serves on our board today.
Oh, wow. So how long has Dr. Bravo been serving on the board?
About 15 years.
15 years. Wow. And so over the 42 years that SynCal has existed on California's Central Coast, how has it evolved? You've talked a little bit about how it's evolved over the years, but what are some of the newest services and benefits provided that that didn't exist several decades ago?
Well, the first highlight I would provide is around the California Advancing and Innovating Medi-Cal. And so I'll demystify what that term means. But it's really about providing more comprehensive care that's outside of the typical healthcare arena. That's the social determinants of health. We all know that what really contributes to our health involves not only the food we eat, but the communities we live in, the schools we go to, and much more than what happens in a doctor's office. And so this new program provides 14 different types of supports, medically tailored meals when folks leave a hospital. It provides services to our local homeless shelters if someone's experiencing homelessness. And it even coordinates getting seniors home when they've been in a skilled nursing facility. And so it's a broad list of services and supports that's meant to simplify things for people, provide extra case management, and really recognize that health is a lot more than just a doctor's visit.
And I think that speaks to the importance of being local. As you were saying that, I remembered years ago, it was Dr. Bondo Reynoso who is now SenCal's chief customer experience officer, who told me the importance of zip code and neighborhood in determining social determinants of health. But even that varies greatly across the region that SenCal serves, right? The entire Central Coast. So how do you account for that?
Yes, absolutely. And so what we've been focused on is bringing in additional supports and services and funding to those communities that may need it the most. And so that may involve, you know, one entire zip code. It may involve, you know, one school district. And so one of the best kept secrets of the last year or so is the involvement with SenCal Health and our local education agencies. And so we've been able to partner with our school districts to bring in additional funding for behavioral health for children, not only in elementary school, but in junior high and high school as well.
So does that consist of bringing a local counselor or therapist to the school, and SenCal facilitates that?
Absolutely. Involves not only providing funding for training and assessments, but also school-based or school-linked services, if those are referrals to local agencies. It's also empowered schools to hire their own counselors and form, you know, counseling rooms and safe spaces for students to go during the day if they need that extra support or to talk to a counselor. And we've seen some really great preliminary results, including, you know, better school attendance and students having the ability to thrive in their school environment.
And SenCal funds those behavioral health support services.
Absolutely. The program was the Student Behavioral Health Initiative, and it was a two-year program that was meant to provide infrastructure and funding to our local school districts so that they could build programs that eventually could transition into the state's larger child behavioral health initiative funding. And so it was a bridge program locally meant to really catalyze the focus on behavioral health.
Wonderful. I'm Lana Murty with you for Central Coast Voices on KCBX, your Central Coast listener-supported radio station. My guest today is Chief Executive Officer of SenCal Health, Marina Owens, and we are talking about the many services SenCal Health provides its members as a local community-based nonprofit healthcare organization. You can call us at 805-781-3875 with your questions or comments for Marina, or you can email us at voices@kcbx.org with your questions. So I think that's great that you told us about SenCal Health being involved in local schools and education, because we usually think of education and healthcare as two completely separate institutions that are not really communicating with each other or have their own things going on. So what other misperceptions can you counter here today that our listeners might have about what SenCal Health does or doesn't? So any other things? You know, I wrote my notes, I said best kept secrets, but maybe they're not secrets. They're just things you wouldn't think of.
Absolutely.
That SenCal helped us.
Thank you. And so one misconception could be that a health insurance program provides a sort of a one-size-fits-all approach to the work that they do. And sometimes that's the case with some larger national organizations. But a local not-for-profit organization can focus on the unique needs of its members. And so one specific example is our focus on foster youth. And you described the difference between, you know, thinking of the school system, thinking of our community-based organizations, thinking of healthcare being three separate entities, but there's no better example that I can think of than our foster youth in that needing to pull those services together and really navigate those various systems. And so over the last 18 months, we've enrolled almost 25% of our foster families in a special program called Enhanced Care Management that provides a social worker and case manager to help a new family that may have just received a placement of a child they care dearly about navigate all of their health care and social needs. And so that's between their school, that's between the foster care agencies, and then that's with their doctor. Oftentimes, parents can feel overwhelmed with knowing how to navigate, and having that extra support has really been very valuable. So that's one example I would highlight. Another program that we've been spending a great deal of time investing in is a Medicare Advantage program for seniors. And this will begin in January of 2026. So I'm talking about a program that's on the horizon. But it will help those seniors who are both eligible for Medicare, the federal program that we know and love, and Medi-Cal, or Medicaid here through SynCal. And what that could provide, and what we're really striving for, is to provide extra dental, extra vision care, and audiology services and hearing aids that and maybe even some over-the-counter medication cards, so that as seniors navigate their health care program, that can become more simple for them as well and provide those benefits and services that go beyond what they receive today.
That's on the horizon, something to look forward to. Can you name some of the specific, going back to your work with youth, name some of the specific foster care agencies and schools and school districts SynCal Health has worked with?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have been working with Coastal. We've been working with Lucia Marr. We've been working with San Luis Obispo Office of Education. And then in our Santa Maria area, we've been partnering with organizations like Fighting Back Santa Maria that provide services and supports to teenage youth and help them have a healthier start. And so it's been exciting to watch these programs thrive. Just 2 weeks ago, we held a celebration, and each school district and their behavioral health team were able to provide an overview of their wins, their challenges, and their next steps in providing behavioral health services to our youth.
So what is the extent of SynCal Health's region?
So SynCal Health is in Santa Barbara County and San Luis Obispo County. So we will span from Carpinteria all the way up to Templeton and San Miguel.
Great. And that covers most of our listeners, if you're listening live as well, for KCBX. And so let's talk to those listeners and tell them how any of them as individuals can become a member of SynCal Health and take advantage of these great services you've been talking about. How can they do that?
Thank you for asking. So eligibility is determined by the Department of Social Services. And so our friends at the County of San Luis Obispo will help new Medi-Cal enrollees every day access the services of SynCal Health. And so that can be done by mail, in person, or by phone. And our partners at San Luis Obispo County are very compassionate in providing support so that folks can become eligible for SynCal Health. Once the county processes someone's application for Medi-Cal, they receive a welcome packet from SynCal Health, and we ask them to select their doctor, and that's how their journey begins.
You mentioned unhoused or homeless as well, and so I was just thinking, how could they become members? They don't have an address to send a welcome packet to. Just thinking about how you reach those populations.
Absolutely. And so we partner with our friends at CAPSLO, our partners at let's see, so we partner with Capslo, Good Samaritan Shelter, and Echo. And so many of those organizations do provide that support, that address to reach patients. And then we also work with street medicine teams that can go out into the parks and communities and also support individuals that are unhoused. And so our goal, of course, is to support those that are unhoused and becoming document ready, make sure that they then have the materials if they have been lost that are necessary to apply for and receive SNCAL eligibility. I was in San Luis Obispo just about 2 weeks ago, walking down our main street here, and had a conversation with one of our SNCAL Health members who was presently unhoused. When I mentioned that I work for SNCAL, he pulled out his SNCAL card and he said, "Thank you for helping me get housing. This insurance card helped me get over to Morro Bay, and I'm clean and sober, and next week I'll be moving in, and I feel seen. So thank you for seeing me."
Thank you for sharing that story. So SNCAL is not just involved in health. They're involved in schools and education. They're involved in foster care and behavioral health and with the unhoused and helping with housing. So the influence really extends well beyond your office locations and well beyond healthcare. So turning to you for a moment, Marina, when did you start working for SNCAL Health? What drew you to the organization?
I began working at SNCAL Health in 2003, so over 20 years ago. What drew me to the organization was our mission and the idea that local community could come together and provide healthcare services to those in need. I had the opportunity to listen to the CEO at the time, Mr. David Lampkin, speak about the founding of the organization and how it had grown and evolved. At the time, I was working in a pediatric practice, serving patients one patient at a time, and that was wonderful. And I thought that joining an organization with the scale and reach of SNCAL Health would be my next step. I did not imagine at the time, 21 years ago or so, that I'd be sitting here with you and this role as CEO, and am the only the fourth to hold this role in our 42 year history, and the first woman. So pleased to be here with you today in that capacity.
We're pleased to have you. And it looks like we have a caller calling in to the studio. Is it Kathleen? Oh, no, sorry. It is Raymond from San Luis Obispo. And he wants to know about the SNCAL and CHC relationship. So should I put them through, Brad? Okay, very good. Hello, you're on the air with Central Coast Voices. Is this Raymond?
This is Raymond, yes. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. I've been, I started out getting health care through Medi-Cal. And then, you know, at some point, I guess I understood that it was managed by SNCAL. And most of my care has been with community health centers, dental and medical. And so I'm wondering or curious about the relationship between SNCAL and CHC community health centers.
Thank you for asking, Raymond. And SNCAL Health partners very closely with CHC, with our community health centers partners. And so the relationship is that we are the health insurance program, and then we contract with a range of clinics and doctors to provide care to individual patients. And so community health centers is a provider in SNCAL Health's uh-huh. network, and sounds like your doctor.
Okay. And are there other, similar providers here in San Luis County that are that sort of broadly based or based, to serve, I would say, more low-income folks?
Yes, it's a good question. So in addition to community health centers, we have other primary care providers who work with us at SynCal Health, both that serve adults, families, and children, and have a list of those primary care providers that you can choose from. And depending upon your area and how far you'd like to drive and what community you're based in addition to CHC.
Okay. And that is that available on the SynCal website?
It sure is. We have an online provider directory that gives the name and the location and the phone number of all the primary care providers by region. And we also have a customer service line whose role is to intake your calls and walk you through all of your options.
Can you tell us how our listeners can access that directory and the customer service line?
Absolutely. So you can visit our website. It's www.sencalhealth.org. That's SENCAL.org. You will find not only on our website the provider directory, if you'd like to look at it that way, but our customer toll-free customer service line and the faces of many of our staff on our website that you'll be speaking to.
Thank you, Marina, and thank you for your call, Raymond.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you. Great show.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's a great question. Listeners, keep calling in with your questions for Marina Owen, my guest today. She is the CEO, the Chief Executive Officer of SynCal Health, a locally based nonprofit healthcare provider, actually community-based, local and community-based. So, Marina, you were telling us about how you started working for SynCal Health, and you've been with SynCal Health for 22 years now, the first woman CEO of the organization. What has that meant, being the first woman leader of SynCal Health?
Well, it's a real privilege and a real honor. And I see my role as really facilitating the vision of our board and supporting our members and staff. My day-to-day may be, you know, answering questions from one of our patients, talking to one of our local leaders, working with our project teams to build new programs, or talking to our board of directors, meeting with our valued providers. And so what it's really meant is that, you know, as I think about those we serve, women, children, if we think about building and expanding care for foster youth, and living a longtime resident of the Central Coast, born and raised, helps me understand and feel more personally connected to not only our mission, but our community as well. And so I've had the opportunity to support and promote other really wonderful women. You mentioned Dr. Dorinoso a bit earlier today. Our new chief experience officer has been with us for a few years. And so just partnering with other really wonderful and strong leaders and on all aspects, knowing that what my family's going through, what my daughter's going through by way of access to healthcare, the local schools, is walking the same path as everyone else.
Very good. So the personal is local.
Personal is local.
And healthcare, of course, affects everybody. We are going to take a short break to hear from our studio. Over to you, Brad.
I'm Maria Hinojosa. Next time on Latino USA, the fight for the Panama Canal through the lens of one Panamanian American.
So on that recent morning, as I flew to Panama one more time, my mom's prayers were for more than my travels. I sent them across an ocean to our isthmus for its sovereignty and place in the world.
That's next time on Latino USA.
On the next Fresh Air, Natasha Rothwell. She returns to the third season of HBO's The White Lotus as Belinda, the compassionate spa manager from season one. She'll talk about the unique experience of shooting in Thailand, as well as her time as a writer and performer on Insecure and her own show, How to Die Alone. Join us.
Rebuilding has been fast-tracked. to help Altadena and the Palisades recover from the fires, which is great, but not great, too.
You have to build the same house or else your property tax goes way up.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, balancing recovery and resilience. Next time on Marketplace.
For people in Greenland, dog sledding is more than just a sport. It's part of their identity.
You cannot just have a dog and just not think of it. It's just a part of who you are. The dog is a part of you.
Now, climate change is threatening this beloved tradition. I'm Juana Summers, the future of Greenlandic dog sledding on a warming planet. On All Things Considered from NPR News.
That's a look ahead to this afternoon here on KCBX. Latino USA follows this program from 2 till 3. Then it's Fresh Air from 3 to 4. Marketplace takes a look at business from 4 to 4:30. And then we wrap up the day's news on All Things Considered from 4:30 to 6:30. Right now, let's return to Lotta Murty and her guests on Central Coast Voices. Back to you, Lotta.
Thanks, Brad. Welcome back to Central Coast Voices. I am talking to Marina Owen, Chief Executive Officer of SenCal Health. And we have been talking about SenCal Health and all the connections it has on California's Central Coast and the impact it's made here and beyond. Or we will talk about the impact it's had beyond this region as well. Listeners, what questions do you have about SenCal Health? Call and tell us at 805-781-3875, or you can email your questions to voices at kcbx.org, and we will get them on the air. So, yes, beyond the Central Coast, what has been the impact of SenCal Health in other regions outside of San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara counties?
I mentioned that we began over 40 years ago as a pilot project, and what that really means is that it's an opportunity to test and innovate new ideas and concepts, and if they work, which we did here on the Central Coast, they can spread. Those ideas can spread. And so the good work that occurred here on the Central Coast, both in Santa Barbara County and San Luis Obispo, has really been modeled all throughout the state. And so I now serve as the chair of Local Health Plans of California. It's a trade association that represents all 17 of the local health plans. And at this juncture covers 70% of those on Medi-Cal in the state of California. So when given a choice between a local health plan or a commercial health plan competitor, almost all patients, you know, 3 times out of 4, select the local health plan that understands their community. So I think that influence has been pretty incredible, and there's a lot this community can be proud of for setting the path and showing the way to what local community collaboration could look like.
So when you say local health plan, these are other community-based healthcare programs, and what regions are they covering? The same regions?
Yeah, that's a good question. And so in Ventura County, Gold Coast Health Plan supports that community. In Orange County, it's Cal Optima. In San Diego, it's Community Health Group. In Santa Cruz County in Monterey, it's Central California Alliance for Health. And so communities throughout California and their county partners have begun local health plans modeled after SenCal, modeled after the original Santa Barbara Health Initiative. And these are called county organized health systems. They're also called local initiatives. And so our partner here to the east is Kern Family Health System. And so that's a similar organization, originally modeled after the board governance that was created right here.
Oh, wow. So when you say 17 local health plans, it's throughout the state?
Throughout the state. In almost every community, from the Oregon border all the way down to San Diego.
That's 17, though, for the state of California still doesn't seem like a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good point you're making. And so many of the organizations cover multiple counties. Mm. And so partnership health plan covers 24 counties that are in the rural northern area of California. And so many counties that are rural in nature and that need that support and sustainability of a larger organization to support their operations. And so some communities support one county, like LA Care in Los Angeles, and that's a job well done and plenty of work to do. And then other counties are covered, you know, other health plans cover a broader spectrum and a broader geography. Here at SynCal, we partner with two counties, and that's Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo.
Good to know. Thank you for explaining that. And earlier you shared a really poignant story of how SynCal has made a difference in an unhoused person's life, that through getting their help together, then they were able to find housing. Do you have other stories, experiences like that that you'll never forget?
Absolutely. And just this last year, we started to highlight some of those stories. And one that really stands out for me is a woman named Monica. And she worked with our wonderful community partner, Five Cities Homeless Coalition, and is a San Luis Obispo resident who needed extra support after her mother passed away. And that included access to medical care, behavioral health services, and housing supports. And she gave a beautiful testimonial to us that we actually had to capture on video and is now on our website, but needed some support to get back on her feet. And our community supports and enhanced care management program provided that. And hats off to Five Cities Homeless Coalition. They're doing a great job here in San Luis Obispo County.
Wow. So where can our listeners find that story on the website?
We have a community report that we provide every year. And so that's www.sencal2024.org.
Listeners, call in and share your experiences if you've had any with SynCal Health and talk about the difference that it has made in your lives. You can call 805-781-3875 or you can email us at voices@kcbx.org. So those are the happy stories, but I'm sure there have been some challenging ones as well, particularly right now. What are the challenges that SynCal is facing right now in providing community-based health care on the Central Coast?
Thanks for asking that question. And I think of really two big challenges because, yes, there are success stories, but there are learnings and there are also threats and challenges. And so the first that we're all very well aware of is just the healthcare workforce. And do we have enough doctors? Do we have enough nurses? Do we have enough providers in our community for everything that we need here? And that's a significant issue, not only across the nation, but on the Central Coast as well. So recently, SynCal launched a program called the Medi-Cal Capacity Access and Workforce Development Grant Program. And so we're offering $6 million starting this year over the period of time. We received over 30 applications from local organizations with absolutely splendid ideas of how they will address shortages in primary care, behavioral health, shortages in pediatrics, shortages in obstetric and women's health care, looking to either augment physician salaries or recruitment bonuses or build out their clinics and offices to better serve the Central Coast. And so we know that our program alone won't solve all of the challenges that exist, but it's a step in the right direction because we do see the need to improve the workforce. That's the first. The second thing I'd mention is just more on the national level. There's proposals in Washington, D.C. Just this week that are considering some pretty drastic cuts to Medicaid. And what's important for us to know is that Medicaid is the federal name for the Medi-Cal program. And that's administered here on the Central Coast, and that's the SynCal program. Mm. And so Medicaid is us. And what's important for us to remember is that the health and economic security of the community really depends on having the kinds of services that are needed. Medi-Cal now covers 15 million residents. Here in San Luis Obispo County, we cover one in every four residents of San Luis Obispo, one in every three in Santa Barbara County. And so we'll be making sure that we share with our policymakers the importance of the Medicaid program, how it supports families, seniors, children, and the economy to make sure that services that are here are protected and preserved. And just wanted to raise that that conversation nationally is, comes home in that way.
So we still have health professional shortage areas in many regions, correct, including the Central Coast.
Including the Central Coast. Absolutely.
Do you ever see that going away, that there will ever be?
You know, I mentioned we began 40 years ago, and the premise was that we can expand access, we can improve quality, and we can reduce cost. And I believe in that vision. I believe in that vision, and we've made improvements. But we have a workforce that needs extra services and supports and funding to make sure that that happens. We have physicians who are retiring and not necessarily replaced. We have a high cost of living here on the Central Coast, mm-hmm. and so folks find it hard to invest in that way. And so it's important for us to know that we've made progress, but we have a lot more to do. And the Central Coast is worth investing in, both making sure Sacramento and Washington, D.C. understand that.
Yes. And so that takes us back to what our listener, Raymond, called in about and how most of us experience, right, shortages in healthcare on an individual level is in finding a provider, right? And in September 2024, not even 6 months ago, National Public Radio, NPR, published a really poignant story on ghost networks or health insurance directories with outdated information on providers, leading patients not only to believe that there are more providers available to them than are actually available, but also to patients not receiving any care or even a response from the providers listed. Sadly, in the story told in that NPR segment, this patient, I believe, took his own life. So what is SynCal doing to address outdated provider information, prevent ghost networks?
Absolutely. And so the provider directory is a really key tool for people. It helps them understand the doctors that are available, their phone numbers, their addresses, as this, as Raymond described earlier. And so we take it really seriously to keep our directory up to date. And while we have two counties and 1,800 providers, you know, making sure we have all the phone numbers and addresses and folks move and practices split and they can reconvene. And so it's our job to keep that up to date. And so we do that through auditing, reconciliation processes. We send out letters to doctors and we visit them locally just to make sure we keep that as up to date as possible. We're supposed to make changes in our directory within the same week that they're made. And so that's our goal. And we work really hard to try to make that happen.
Very good. And it might have inspired another caller. We have a call from Sarah in Santa Maria. Sarah, you are on the air.
Hi, Marina and Nada, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today, Sarah?
Good, thanks. This is Sarah MacDonald calling, and I wanted to thank you for such a wonderful program. And Marina, you're speaking very good for, well, for our organization. And I just am pleased as punch being a member of the board and also being a recipient board member.
wonderful Sarah. And Sarah is not only a member of our board, but also a recipient of SenCal Health and Medi-Cal Services, and a great volunteer in the city of Santa Maria. Sarah, share more about your experience.
Well, I really, as one of my friends says, SenCal is like gold. And I've never been disappointed in the coverage, and when they say that they're going to get you in to see people, they're going to get you in. And I just recently had my hearing tested, and I was told that I could benefit by having hearing aids, and SenCal has approved them, and I have them in now. And being able to meet wonderful people through SenCal, and it's you know, the way I had to do it is not most people. A lot of people don't usually have to be drastic to get their health care, but I had to spend down assets, and I've been a part of SenCal's wonderful system for about 8 years. I think 8 years now, and it's like, I can't believe how fast that was. And it's like, oh, good. This is wonderful, because when I signed up, I didn't think I was going to get to keep all my doctors. Lo and behold, I got to keep my doctors and get my dental. So, you know, SenCal has a lot of things going for it, and we have a lot of things coming up. And I just, you know, I smile every time I hear the word or see the name.
Thank you, Sarah. We appreciate you calling in and letting us know that. Marina, what does it mean to you to hear?
Well, it's success when one of our patients that we support and serve is says that, you know, having SenCal is like gold, or having SenCal means that, you know, I have the same access as anyone else would. We hear from our doctors that, you know, 91% say that they'd recommend SenCal to other doctors, and more so than other insurance companies. And that's what we're really about, is just trying to level the playing field for folks and making sure they can get in and get what they need. And so, anyway, that makes my heart sing. Thank you, Sarah. Such a wonderful caller. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, thank you, Sarah. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Central Coast Voices on KCBX, and we are talking to Marina Owen, Chief Executive Officer of SenCal Health. There's still time for your emailed questions. Please send them to voices@kcbx.org. And if you want to listen to the entire broadcast because you missed some of today's show, it's available on our website at www.kcbx.org under the on-demand tab. So these positive stories are so inspiring. But for most of us, with or without SenCal, navigating the healthcare system can be very difficult. And it was Dr. Vonda Reynoso, SenCal's Chief Customer Experience Officer, who told me about patient advocacy and patient advocacy services recently, well, about a year ago, and I never even knew that existed. Can you talk about that? What are patient advocacy services?
I'm so glad she shared the patient advocacy services. And so at SenCal, we have health navigators, and their job is to help patients get in, resolve issues where they've been incorrectly billed, or you know, their appointment is too far in the future for their needs, or they're not assigned to the right provider, or would like to see a different specialist. They also arrange for transportation. That's a benefit we offer, particularly if someone has to go a further distance. They have to go up to Stanford or Valley Children's or down to UCLA. And so patient navigators and health navigators really serve as advocates because we all know. I'm the daughter of a senior living right here on the Central Coast, and I'm his patient navigator, and I've got a lot of appointments to schedule and a lot of issues to resolve, and so it can become a family or patient's full-time job, just trying to make all their medical appointments. And so we see our job as helping and making things simpler for people, and so patient navigators are at SenCal, and they really go to bat for people to make sure they get what they need, and same with our go to bat for our doctors too when they can't get referrals or can't get what they need either.
What a great service. Is that something most health insurance networks offer?
You know, I know that very, very often folks will have customer service numbers where you can call in and get a question answered about your benefits, but the patient advocacy and navigator program takes it just that step further. And I know some of the health plans that are also providing care like us and other communities have started offering something similar. But I think under Dr. Dovernosa's leadership, she's really taken it to the next level.
That's great. So how can our listeners today support the health in general of the Central Coast at large, whether it's with SenCal support or without, or what do you see the future of health on the Central Coast being?
I see that in the future we have both opportunities and challenges. I highlighted that we're building a program for seniors that will give more options to people. We have also applied for and will be receiving accreditation from the National Committee of Quality Assurance, because it's important for folks here locally to know they have a stamp of approval of the highest quality for the health plan that they receive care through. But I really see community members making sure that they're civically involved, that they volunteer, that they call in, that they let policymakers know that their healthcare matters, and let SenCal know what doctors and specialists they need in their community. Because the more we have that kind of two-way conversation and bidirectional communication, the better informed we are. And that's why we're here, is to solve problems for people. And so making sure that they're community involved. We also offer and have quite a few committees. And so for those civically minded, really active individuals who want to sit on a committee and help guide the work of SenCal in our community, please do reach out to us, because we offer a family advisory committee, a community advisory committee, and a physician advisory committee. And that's a way to get involved as well.
And how can our listeners learn more about those committees or apply to be on them?
Absolutely. So calling into our customer service line, our 1-800 number, and speaking to our staff about wanting to volunteer and get involved. They'll connect you both with either me or Sarah McDonald, who's the vice chair of our community advisory board, and we'll get you involved.
Great. And can you give us the whole 800 number again and the website?
So our website is www.sencalhealth.org. And we have quite a few different phone numbers on our website, one for providers and one for members. And I will be pulling up our toll-free number here in just one moment, but you'll also be able to receive sort of provider portal services as well. And so our members can just right there on our website, www.sencalhealth.org, can also apply to have an account that allows you to see all of your services and claims and authorizations as well. So I think that's the best way I would give that contact to you. And if you also email in, we can provide you with additional detail.
Wonderful. So in our last few minutes of the show, can you talk some more about what working at SenCal has meant for you personally? You talked about it in terms of being the first woman CEO of the organization, and what that means for you and the other women.
There are sandwiches and wraps.
you work with and your daughter as well. But how about for you just personally as Marina Owen, what has it meant for you to work with SenCal for 22 years now?
Well, you know, the mission of the organization at this point feels like my own personal mission. So, you know, we have values of being compassionate, collaborative, wanting to always improve and having high integrity. And so that, I feel like we embody that. And that's my personal mission as well. And so it's been a real calling and a real privilege. And so it means that I can give back in my community. For a few years, I worked for an organization in Santa Cruz, and that was lovely. It was a similar organization to SenCal, and I was giving back to that community. But there's nothing like serving the community that you grew up in and is your home. And so I love the Central Coast, and I love what we do and want to keep doing it for years to come.
Wonderful. We hope you will. It's been a pleasure to have you on today's show. Thank you so much, Marina Owen, Chief Executive Officer of SenCal Health. We have been talking about SenCal Health and its services as a nonprofit organization providing community-based health care to Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo counties. And please tell us one more time the customer service line number. Or the website. The website is probably the better way to reach SenCal Health.
Absolutely. Would love to repeat that. And so it's www.sencalhealth.org. That is SenCalHealth.org.
Excellent. Next week, join Dr. Mario Espinosa-Kulik as he talks to more guests, bringing attention to organizations, events, and initiatives making a difference on California's Central Coast. You are invited to listen, learn, and participate in the conversation on Thursday, March 6th, between 1 and 2 p.m. I'm Lotta Murty. Oh, we have a number for you. We have the 1-800 number customer service line for SenCal Health. Marina's going to give that to you right now before
Thank
we close
you.
Out.
Thank you. Right before the bell. So that is 1-877-814-1861. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marina. I'm Lotta Murty. Thank you for joining us today.